moving on, I'd like to introduce our next presenter, Doreen Bermudez, who serves as the National Training Coordinator of the National Resource Center on LGBT Aging. This historic resource center, the first federally funded center of its kind in the country, provides critical information and tools for aging providers, LGBT organizations, LGBT older adults, and their loved ones. Bermudez was previously the lead trainer for services and advocacy for GLBT elders, known as SAGE, the world's largest and oldest organization dedicated to improving the lives of LGBT older adults. Bermudez holds a degree in education in Latin American studies. Prior to her work at SAGE, she was a consultant for the Puerto Rican Family Institute and Company on HIV services. Doreen, welcome.
Thank you, and thank you to my colleagues who are also in this call. I am delighted to be here. The National Resource Center on LGBT Aging is the only technical assistance resource aimed at improving the quality of services and supports offered to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender older adults. The LGBT community is no stranger to HIV and AIDS, and addressing the needs of LGBT older people in this epidemic. If we take a look back 30 years ago, an LGBT older person now was probably attending a funeral once a week for a few years. Those are alarming numbers when you look now at the 30 years of this epidemic. Where do we find older adults, and how do we combine the research, the data, and how do we go into communities and implement, create, develop programming addressing the unique needs in the older adult community? How do we gain access to service providers, and how do we help them enhance their services to create inclusivity addressing the needs of the older adult person that is HIV positive, and addressing prevention initiatives in this community? We have created, as an example, Dr. Stephen Carpi has talked about New York City being the epicenter of HIV and AIDS. We have created a realistic structure promoting the inclusion of HIV conversations. That has been challenging for many of us here working in the HIV field. And let me tell you why. Due to limited resources, many organizations, despite their efforts and despite their interest to be inclusive to create and implement an HIV conversation addressing the needs of older adults, are not able to due to limited resources. Therefore, we have been forced to become innovative and to implement initiatives that are non-traditional and inclusive of HIV and older adults. And we have started very simple, just creating environments that are inclusive by going to where older adults are. The reality is that not all older adults are in senior centers. Many of our older adults in the community are working or they are involved through civic engagement. Therefore, we have come innovative in going to these settings and addressing everyone and adjusting the content of our program according to the needs where the particular organization is. Let me give you an example. We have found in our experience that many service providers are using limited language when addressing older adults in regards to their sexual history, making assumptions that an older woman past her 50s or her 60s is not sexually active. Those are challenges that we need to address as service providers in the aging network. Older adults at times may feel alienated and marginalized, and this is inclusive but not only the exception in the LGBT community. Service providers need to start having conversations of being inclusive and addressing the needs of older adults in HIV and to other respects in terms of their aging and ageism within their own settings. if we take that and we include what is minority stress and how that plays a role in the HIV and aging network, when you have a person that is older and they are dealing with aging-related issues, at the same time, if this person is part of a community that is underserved, as an example, if that person is a gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender person, that is an added stress to their aging process, and how those issues are being addressed by service providers. At times, we find that they are not directly referring to those issues, and that creates a limitation to the way that we provide services and the quality of services that we want to offer and extend to that older person. Language can be a barrier, and also consistency of programming. For those that work in not-for-profit sectors, at times, consistency is a big issue in addressing the HIV aging community due to lack of resources and continuity of funding. Some of the risk factors that in our experience working with HIV and older adults are not addressing sexuality and assuming that an older person is not sexually active. In many cases, not having a plan that can be implemented consistently within organizations that could capture data and evaluation for us to know the impact that we have had as service providers addressing this community. In closing, the aging community in not only New York City but across the country is being faced with many challenges. People are aging and they are dealing with other health-related issues. We need to incorporate HIV into the aging conversation. It is a disservice to the community in the United States, particularly in the aging community, not to address HIV, not to ask the questions that will be able to open the doors to us, service providers, to find the information to better serve our individuals within our own organizations. This is an invitation to start that conversation. This is an invitation to everyone at the table to be inclusive of the HIV conversation, to ask, and to be able to address our older adult community in better ways and to serve them better. Thank you.
Thank you, Doreen. We appreciate you speaking today.